Hi, so I'm Rachel Lazar. I'm here from the New York City Health Department, and I'll be presenting on matching inpatient hospitalization records to the New York City HIV Surveillance Registry. So in New York City, we have a surveillance registry that tracks all HIV and AIDS cases and their clinical labs. And separately, New York State maintains hospital discharge records for all inpatient hospitalizations through the statewide planning and research cooperative system, and I'll refer to that as SPARCS. So we wanted to link these two data sources to give us some additional information on how people with HIV are interacting with the healthcare system, and also to identify which people with HIV are being hospitalized and the reasons for their hospitalizations. So we matched a single year of hospitalization data, 2013, to all people with HIV in our registry known to be living as of January 1st, 2013, and diagnosed with HIV as of the end of that year. And for the purposes of matching, we condensed the hospitalization record data set down to the patient level so that we could conduct a one-to-one match with the registry, which is also at the patient level. So the matching data sets included about 822,000 individuals hospitalized in a New York City facility, and about 122,000 people with HIV presumed to be living in New York City. So this was a deterministic match conducted in SAS using 16 keys comprised of 5 identifiers: name, date of birth, social security number, sex, and residential zip code. And unfortunately, while we do have full names in the surveillance registry, SPARCS data do not contain full names, so we had to use partial names for the match. And this was a match where we put in patients, and if they matched in the first round, then they were removed from both data sets, and any non-matching patients were then evaluated in the subsequent round, and so on until all 16 rounds were completed. We did conduct some manual review of matches. So SPARCS data contain an indicator or a flag for HIV-infected patients, and that's based on whether the patient received an HIV-related ICD-9 code diagnosis during that particular hospitalization. So any patient that had this HIV flag in their record that did not match during one of the 16 rounds, we manually reviewed. There were 1,948 of those cases. And then we also assigned scores to each match, ranging from 5 to 9, based on the number of matching identifying elements and the keys. So any match with the lowest score of 5 was also manually reviewed, and there were just 83 of those cases. So our final match data set includes 16,648 people living with HIV who experienced about 27,000 hospitalization events during 2013. And that review of patients that were flagged with HIV in SPARCS that did not match programmatically resulted in 690 of those matches. And overall, about 78% of all matches had the HIV flag. So that indicates that this is the flag is helpful for identifying HIV-infected patients in the hospital records, but it's certainly not a perfect correlation. So in conclusion, analysis of these matched data can provide us with some valuable insight into clinical care patterns among people with HIV in New York City. They can be analyzed at either the patient or the event level. Also, the methods used to conduct the match can be applied to additional years of hospitalization data or to future matches with different data sources that might have different types of identifying information. In terms of limitations, really the main limitation was the lack of full name in the SPARCS data set, likely resulted in us undermatching, and it's probably we have a conservative estimate of people with HIV hospitalized during the year. So for next steps, we are currently analyzing these data to compare hospitalization rates among different demographic subpopulations, and also to characterize the reasons for hospitalization with a particular focus on whether the patients were hospitalized for something related to their HIV or for some other condition. Thank you very much.